Abortion is now effectively banned in Oklahoma, with very limited exceptions. The governor signed a bill yesterday outlawing abortions starting at fertilization. Like many other state laws, it relies on private citizens to enforce it by suing providers or drivers or anyone else who aids or abets a pregnant person seeking abortion. Catherine Sweeney is health reporter for State Impact Oklahoma. Catherine, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Earlier this month, Republican Governor Kevin Stitt signed a ban on abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy, but this new ban goes even further back to fertilization, and it's the nation's strictest. Is this connected to the Supreme Court's leaked draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade, or was Oklahoma moving this way anyway?
I think it's fair to say that Oklahoma was moving this way anyway. In a normal, you know, legislative session, we have that every spring. There's always abortion bills, and usually our state courts block them, or, you know, advocates expect the Supreme Court to step in and block them. But that's shifted. So Oklahoma's kind of acting the same. They are passing more stringent bills than they have in the past, but lawmakers, again, have always put these bills forward. They're just significantly more likely to go into effect now.
Now, there are limited exceptions under this new law to save the life of the mother or if the pregnancy is a result of rape or incest reported to law enforcement. So what does this mean for pregnant persons seeking abortion? I understand Texans, because of the ban there, had been crossing over into Oklahoma, but most, if not all, the clinics in Oklahoma offering this procedure have stopped.
That is right. So, like you said, Texas put their ban into place in September of last year. And of all Texans who left the state for abortions, 45% were coming to Oklahoma. That was hundreds a month. And now all of those people will have to continue traveling even farther. Oklahomans will have to travel. And that is if they have the resources. If they don't have the funding to be able to get on a plane, or if they're in an abusive situation where they can't disappear for a couple of days, they won't have a lot of options.
Now, the enforcement here is similar to laws in other states like Texas. Private citizens suing providers or drivers or others kind of aiding in the process.
Right.
Have we seen any of these civil suits?
We have not in Oklahoma. I know that Texas has seen a few. I know that there are lawsuits against abortion funds there trying to get donor lists unlocked to see if they can sue people on these donor lists for helping facilitate an abortion. The way that they're phrasing it is likening it to criminal activity, saying that people are aiding and abetting abortion. But so far in Oklahoma, we haven't seen any lawsuits yet.
All right. This ban also applies to medication abortions, that is pills, but it does not apply to so-called morning after pills or Plan B, and not to birth control IUD devices. Is there any discussion in states like Oklahoma to prohibit those?
Yeah, so there are definitely concerns, first of all, for now, that there will be confusion about whether Plan B and IUDs are still legal in Oklahoma. The reason there's confusion there is those medications, among other things, will keep a fertilized egg from implanting in the uterus. So, you know, there's been some misinformation that this bill that just passed does ban those medications. It does not. But there are concerns from abortion rights advocates and medical providers that this does lay the groundwork for future bills that would limit those medications. And as we all have seen, you know, across the country, we've seen conservative lawmakers and conservative officials kind of talk about Griswold v. Connecticut, the Supreme Court case that limits that guarantees access to birth control. We've seen criticisms of that. So I don't think it's hard to imagine a near future where these kinds of birth control measures are,
all right,
you know, we're seeing limits to them.
Catherine Sweeney, State Impact Oklahoma. Thank you.